Well, food just came to the table, and Dawn's very excited. And this young lady's going to tell us what we're going to pair this next wine with. Merlot and...
a Wagyu beef tartare with a chanterelle mushroom vinaigrette, some candy cap mushroom, a little candy cap, and then a Jadori egg, house-made saltines. There you go.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you. She is totally amazing as the service is here. This is one of the great spots in town here, and we're very lucky to be living in Healdsburg. We've said that a few times in our segments, but we have a great wine to go with that, and this is the 2019 Merlot. What a beautiful wine, and the way that they did this, they opened up all the wines a half hour ago, and it's open, it's beautiful, and the dish that we had to go with it has been devoured, so... congratulations.
Thank you very much. It didn't hurt that they shaved truffles on top of that, too. Shaved truffles and Merlot are one of those match made in heaven kind of things.
I should have said, leave the truffles.
Yeah.
Dry Creek Vineyard and Merlot, beautiful wine. Definitely one of those wines that has come a long ways in opening up.
Thank you. Those people that really know Merlot still drink it, but that movie Bottle Shock kind of... Trash the variety. But I remind people all the time that, you know, the most expensive bottle of red wine in the world comes from Merlot in the northern part of Bordeaux. And I just love the variety. It's very sensitive to the soil that it's raised on. It can be, you know, weedy and vegetable really easy. And it can either be really good or really bad. And there was a lot of really, or I shouldn't say bad, I would say ordinary red wine that was labeled Merlot that was sold back in the 80s. But I challenge people to go back and taste from one of your favorite producers, be it Dry Creek or anybody else, taste a bottle of Merlot today. I think you'll be surprisingly shocked how delicious it is with anything you'd serve a cab with, which we'll be doing later this evening, but you won't be disappointed.
I have to get into something here. I have quite a few wines that have Merlot in it. Is this a single vineyard Merlot, or is this from different vineyards?
It's a single vineyard Merlot, yeah.
It comes
from the Long family that have the only old adobe in Dry Creek Valley.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that Merlot. It's something that I have a passion for Merlot.
Yeah, it's an unctuous red wine. I think that like Pomerol, probably the most famous one in the world, there's a reason why it's the most expensive bottle of wine, and that's because it ages well, has great natural balance, but it also is a good, like Cabernet is, it's a good platform to blend to with some of the other Bordeaux varietals. So all the Bordeaux varietal wines that we make are blends, and this Merlot is no exception. But at our disposal, we have all five of the Bordeaux blending varietals, Malbec, Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, and Cab and Merlot to blend with. It's like if you're making chicken stock, would you just throw a chicken in the pot and boil it? No, you put herbs and salt and pepper and all those things. That's what makes great chicken soup. A chicken in the pot does not.
All right. Well, we're going to move on here to another course, but I'm sticking to that Merlot. That's a beautiful wine, and we have a beautiful Zinfandel coming up right behind it. Cheers.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.